kept out of the lineup last night?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that you want. You know, obviously, he didn't think my play was at where it should have been, and, you know, he made a change. So, for me, you can't just really dwell on it. Can't pout. You just got to go work and you'll try and get back in.
How do you feel about your play?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot more. You know, we were struggling collectively as a group and, you know, individually, myself, you know, you got to be better than that. So it's just one of those things where it's all on you. And you know, that's about it. That's all much I can say.
How many times in your career you've been asked to take the
head
off?
I can't really remember. I know once I missed a meeting 2 years ago. And before that, I don't think there was one. So yeah, it's a different experience, but it's something that obviously Claude felt that he needed to do, and he's a coach, and I just gotta, you know, try and get back in.
Which part of your game do you think you need to work on the most? Or?
You know, I feel I'm at my best when you know, I'm good in on the forecheck and you know, winning battles for the puck. We weren't winning battles as a line, you know, and for Tango and myself, I think that's kind of what the difference was. We weren't winning battles. He wanted a compete level to be a little higher. You know, like I said, I haven't talked to Claude yet. I'm going to do that after I talk to you guys, so we'll see. But that's about it.
Been some challenges to the new system at all, or?
I think anytime you come to a new team, there's obviously a challenge to try and, you know, learn something new and like you said, get into the new system. That's no excuse. Obviously, there's still things that I can learn. There's guys been here long enough now that know what to do right off the bat. So it's a process of getting better, and it's just something I got to do.
Talk about seeing different things from up above. What did you see from watching the game up top yesterday?
You know, I watched from in the room. I didn't want to run into any of you guys up there, so I watched from in the room. But I mean, you know, watching the game, it's always easier when you watch. You can criticize, but the guys played a good game last night. I mean, that's kind of it sucks when you're sitting there watching, but they battled back and battled some adversity and got a big win for us.
Some guys mentioned the message in second intermission was for them to stay patient and the offense will come. What did you see watching that third period and what changed in that game?
Well, momentum change is such a huge thing in hockey. And, you could see once that once Kaner's goal hit a couple sticks and went in, you just seen the switch kind of turn on for the team. And you know, that's how it goes in hockey. There's momentum swings, and I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what I saw or what I didn't see because I wasn't playing. So I mean, that's not my call. But I mean, like I said, I thought the guys were resilient and played a great game yesterday. And it sucks to be sitting there. That's about all I can really tell you.
How did you feel when Trouba hit the boards?